The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Now, Traitors Ireland wrapped up last night the most successful RTE programme apparently since Love Hate, getting close to Late Late Toy Show ratings. Henry McKean met Traitors and Faithfuls at the Traitors finale watch party last night. He starts here with the winners. And spoiler alert, if you haven't watched it yet, distract yourself for the next couple of moments because we know who those winners are. Those winners were Oyen, Vanessa and Kelly.
Hi, I'm Vanessa Ogbana.
I'm Kelly Higgins.
My name is Oyen Adeyemi.
It feels surreal, honestly, because going into the game, your first thought is just survival. You're not thinking of the finish line yet. So when you finally get there, you're like, wow, it's really real. Yeah.
Yeah, I think you honestly take every day as like, oh my God, I'm here another day. And then all of a sudden you're 2 weeks in and you're looking around and there's five people left and you're like, you're looking at the names with the X's of them and you're like, wait a second, I've somehow lasted longer than all these people. Yeah. Like, it's crazy. Yeah, mental.
Yeah. Honestly, the outcome is really like the cherry on top. The experience, we went over so many obstacles just to get to where we got to. We made so many friendships, got hurt people, you know, it was such an emotional ride. So yeah, just so happy to be at the end of it, honestly.
And I'm so sorry, I saw you getting quite upset. You were talking about your personal story.
Yeah.
About coming to Ireland, direct provision, the sport, getting injured and all that. And then doing it in front of the TV.
Yeah.
And also having to lie. And well, you were a faithful.
I would never lie.
How did you manage to keep it together?
Well, I didn't keep it together. I cried every day. My story is unique to me, but like struggle is relatable to everybody. Everybody has struggle of their own. So for me, it's not that I'm standing out or I'm unique in any way, but it's my story and it's what's unique to me. So I'm hoping that my story is inspiration for other people to be able to overcome the difficulties in their life just the same way that I have. You know, I would have never thought when I tore my ACL in America that I would be here today. It's a completely different life that I wanted, but I'm absolutely loving it. So yeah, it's just a message to keep going, honestly.
And Oyen, the fact that you were so good at spotting liars and figuring out how someone could be a traitor, do you have a sixth sense?
Well, I think my sixth sense can be credited to have dealt with a lot of people that have, you know, deceived me. So from there, you kind of learn the cues to pick up on, to really observe and watch people. So yeah, I think you could call it a sixth sense in some kind of way.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Hi, my name is Christine Duff. I'm from Cork and I am part of Traitors Ireland Season 1. Myself and Nick had a great bond from day one. I kept saying he was like a brother. It was like a brotherly bond. So that hug wasn't any way awkward. It wasn't any way uncomfortable. It happened how it happened. And the way it happened worked out perfectly because I ended up on the Late Late Show, which is every child from the 90s dream. So I'm really happy with my episode. I'm really happy with the whole thing, the way it planned out. It went really well. I couldn't and wouldn't change a thing.
Hello, Henry. David Collins here from Ireland Traitors. How are you keeping? Listen, it was absolutely amazing. No regrets. Probably my only regret, Henry, is that I went in with a game plan to tone down my big childish character. And I didn't. I was just like a big kid in there, breakdancing on the first day.
And you stood out.
I stood out. So I blew it for myself. But it was still amazing. It was absolutely amazing. And I love all the gang. You know, like even the three traitors that killed me, Eamon, Caitlin and Boddy. You know, I would have done the same thing, Henry. You know, it's a game and they're just a great gang to be around, you know.
I'm Eamon O'Keefe and I was a contestant on Season 1 of The Traitors Ireland.
Eamon, you're a guard, you're also a traitor, you were banished. This programme, perhaps the most successful programme in the history of Irish television, what was it like to be involved?
An absolute honour and a privilege, to be honest with you. I was a huge fan of the franchise in the past. Like, I've seen all the English version, the American version, the Australian version. When the Irish version was announced, I knew I had to be on it. And it's been an absolute honour to be not only one of the first 24 people picked out of thousands of applicants, but one of the first traitors as well. An absolute honour.
Eamon, I couldn't get over how cruel and mean you were. And I know you were a traitor, and that's the game. And it is a game. It's not real. But you're not cruel and mean in real life, are you?
No, no. I'm a nice guy in real life, honestly. I know. I think I have a lot of convincing to get people to believe that. But no, I was literally just having the crack, playing a role, playing a villain, and just having so much fun. And I wanted to give everybody somebody to root against in the show and to have an actual... a bad guy. Because look, at the end of the day, it's called The Traitors. There's three people selected at the start. They have to do underhand things. I just turned it up a couple of notches. That's all, really.
And you were so entertaining. What will happen when you're back as a guard on traffic duty? What will the public think of you?
Yeah, look, I definitely envision a bit of slagging and a bit of ribbing from the public, and that's all well and good. I can take that. I've got a good sense of humour, but I'm really professional. There'll be no issue in work with me anyway at all.
My name is Caitlin Dively. I was on season one of The Traitors Ireland, and I was the only female traitor.
You didn't have a knife, okay. But if you did, you would have been the smiling knife.
I'm just so privileged to be part of it. It's funny that you call me the smiling dagger, because I know Mark had said it to me in the early days. He was like, I actually did suspect you as being a traitor because you were so smiley all the time. And when I was getting my pictures taken, they were like, oh, you're smiling all the time. But that is just... just me, yeah. That's just my character. And we don't have any ill will towards each other. We don't harbour any resentment towards each other. We're all very cognizant that it was just a game. So it's just a gentle reminder to everyone else that be kind to everyone. We're all friends, so we hope that you enjoyed what we put out for you.
Hi, my name is Nina Shelton. I loved every minute of it.
Hi, I'm Diane Flaherty. It has taken over Ireland. Unbelievable success. Everybody is hooked to it from every age group, young, old. They just love it.
Hi, I'm Joanna. I'm one of the contestants in Traitors.
So do you feel like the girls are still mean girls after they banished you?
Oh, I know. Like, I know it's a hot topic, but the show is just a show and the life goes on. So as much as the emotions are real at the time.
Hi, guys. My name is Michelle Marr. I am so delighted to have been part of the Traitors 2025. It's an experience that I will never get again and I will cherish for the rest of my life. I'm absolutely fine. I have Niall. We've seen each other pretty much every weekend since then, so we're all good, and we've done a few trips away, which is lovely. I know it's hard to believe that you can become so close to somebody in such a short space of time, but our reality was literally 24/7 being together without our phones and being stuck in a castle, now a beautiful castle at that, I have to say.
Hi, I'm Linda. I am a hospital doctor from Mayo. I mean, at the end of the day, this is the name of the game. It may be unfair when you are a faithful, but the whole name of the game is to try and convince people that you're not a traitor. Unfortunately, I failed to do so and I was banished. But I just hope that my impact on the game did leave a lasting legacy.
Well, thank you to our very own Henry McKean, who assured me he had one of the best nights of his life at the watch party last night. No word of a lie, he actually said that.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.